Ask Tina is back with Rathdrum Agony Aunt Tina Koumarianos. And today Tina has advice on how to deal with a cheating partner and advice on dating the good-looking widower, even though you've heard rumours that he's not that nice. But let's start, if we can, Tina. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. How are you?
Let us start for a year next month. And I'm so worried he will meet someone else over there. We've promised to be faithful to each other, but I wonder if he really means it.
Our Adrian promises. It's a bit like taking the confirmation pledge and promising never to drink. I mean, who thought that one up? Even Jesus drank wine. We make these promises with the very best of intentions, but sometimes, where the sun, sea, sand, a few drinks, and a girlfriend thousands of miles away, it can be difficult to see what harm there is in a little light entertainment. There comes the saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Anyway, the point is, there's no point beating yourself up over something you have absolutely no control over. You know, he may be worrying exactly the same about you staying faithful to him. What do you think,
Adrian?
Yeah,
well, I would have thought so, because, you know, out of sight, out of mind is the expression.
That's right. I mean, he might think you're, you know, while he's sitting alone in Australia not knowing anyone, he might be thinking you're whipping up the clubs in Dublin with some different fellows, I don't know. But anyway, the thing is, if you don't travel and have excitement when you're young, before you're tied down with financial commitments, you know, mortgages, bills, etc., it is very hard, if not impossible, to fulfill those dreams later on. And he might always regret it. And if you end up with him, he might end up holding it against you if you do stop him from going. Well, you can't stop him from going. He's a free agent, you know. Don't ask what he's up to, and hopefully you won't be disappointed. The difficult part is working on getting him to come back to Ireland when the year is over, if he's really enjoying himself. Then again, he may not get permanent residency with a right to work, or he might miss you and home so much he comes back early. I have known two people who went out to Australia. Oh, this is it, this is it. And they came back after 6 months. They were so homesick. So, you know, it's open-ended. You don't know what's going to happen.
As you said, he won't thank her in the long run if she puts pressure on him when he's over there, because that ultimately could completely backfire.
Yeah, one of my favourite sayings, my sister told me, desperation is not attractive. And if you sound too desperate here in Ireland, he's going to think, oh, well, geez, I can do what I like, because she's going to be there anyway when I come home. But the other thing is, you must be very careful not to pretend you're having a fabulous time out with different fellows, because what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, and if he thinks you're on the rant, he will think that's carte blanche for him to do likewise.
Okay, so as you said, she can't stop him going.
No.
He's going. She needs to be supportive as much as possible.
Yep.
And que sera, sera, the expression will
be. With a bit of luck, he'll come back and you'll fall into his arms and live happily ever after.
No, all right, very good. Now, let me read this next message. Hi, Tina. I've lived in a penthouse apartment with my boyfriend for the last 3 years and thought we were very happy, but I'm returning from work early last week because I was feeling unwell. I found the door locked from the inside. He was also supposed to be at work. After a lot of knocking and calling through the letterbox, I thought I heard muffled talking, but he said it was the radio. He refused to let me in, saying he was depressed and that I should go to my mother's for the night, that he needed an evening on his own and would be better the next day. I did as he asked, but I was so worried he might do something to harm himself, as I've never seen him like this before. As promised, he was just fine the following morning. How can I help him? I'm so worried this is a new thing and it might happen again.
Oh, I'm quite sure it will happen again, but not in your apartment. If you can't be trusted to stay at work until the allotted time you're due home, how can he possibly be expected to let his lady call her out without being noticed?
Oh.
Yes,
oh,
you hadn't thought of that.
No, I hadn't.
It was the first thing I thought of. I expect there's a stairwell and a lift in your apartment block, but not inside your apartment, and you were blocking the only means of exit, an escape on the top floor of the block, unless she abseiled down the outside of the building.
I had no... Sorry, there's me feeling sorry for this guy.
Are you kidding me? No. At all.
Oh.
My guess is that your boyfriend made a full recovery as soon as your car disappeared from the car park, allowing him to let his lady friend escape. And I would say the only depressing part of his whole day was having to curb his afternoon delights early.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay. So, in her message, she says, how can I help him? I'm so worried this is a new thing and it might happen again. You're saying, no, this is, he didn't lock the door because he's depressed.
No. I mean, you know, if you're depressed, he's lived with this girl for 3 years. Of course, you're going to open the door and say, honey bunch, I'm really, you know, I'm not feeling great today. You don't ask somebody who lives in your apartment to go and stay at her mother's for the night and to be able to predict that you are going to be truly recovered by the next morning. No, he had a bird in there. He heard voices. He heard voices.
Yeah.
And it's the radio, my... We won't go there.
I thought I heard muffled talking,
yeah,
but he said it was the radio and refused to let me in.
I would say the muffled talking was, oh, Jesus, she's home. How are you going? Well, you can't get out of here. Well, I'll tell her I'm depressed. Yes, that's what was going on. No, that's definitely what was going on. It's up to you whether you're willing. But I always think rewarding bad behaviour is never a good idea because they only do it again.
Right, out with him.
Yes, I'd say so.
And finally, this message, this is an interesting one. I've been approached by a good-looking widower who would like to go out on a date with me. He seems to have had quite a few girlfriends in the past, but none of them lasted. Rumour has it he can be quite aggressive and physical, but he seems nice to me. Do you think I should risk it?
I denote a little bit of a doubting Thomas on the aggression front from you. Maybe if you do a double take through bruised eyes, it might help you focus more clearly. It's quite possible all these past girlfriends felt exactly as you do at this time until they didn't. I'm wondering why did their relationships with him break up? It would be very, very interesting to find out. Now, on the other hand, to be fair, where did these rumours start? One must always make sure it's not from a disgruntled predecessor who didn't quite last the course and is trying to make sure he finds it very hard to find a replacement for her. You really, really need to check the facts with someone you can really trust and who knows him very well. A good idea also would be to find out from a really reliable source how he treated his late wife and what she actually died from.
Oh, no. Don't be reading through the lines even more.
No, but I think you have to be very careful. If there are rumours going around that he's physically abusive, he can be the best-looking guy in the world, but where are all his ex-girlfriends? There's no smoke without fire, and I'd give that one a miss if I were you.
He is nice to her.
Or maybe when they say he's very physical, maybe...
He's great in bed.
Yes. Well, I didn't like to say that. It's early in the morning. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. There's something going on there. I do my homework. I wouldn't write him off completely. I do my homework. And if you do hear bad reports from some people you can really trust, I'd give it a wide berth.
Tina Kumarianos. I'll eventually get that name right. Tina, thank you as always for joining us on the morning show.
My pleasure, Adrian. Lovely talking to you. Cheers.
All right, there you go. That is Tina, and Tina will be back with us again next week on the morning.